Understanding legal compliance for paid holidays. Employees and employers are planning ahead for upcoming holidays like Memorial Day, Juneteenth, Independence Day, and Labor Day. Paid company holidays are common, but the total number per year may vary by industry, location, or union status. Quick hits. There are 11 federal holidays in 2026. Private employers are not legally obligated to provide paid holidays. Work performed by hourly, non-exempt employees on a holiday is compensable. Although federal law does not require private businesses to provide paid holidays, many companies voluntarily recognize certain federal holidays as paid holidays in order to boost recruiting, retention, and morale. Some companies choose to include paid holidays within their combined paid time off, PTO, policy, so that employees can pick which holidays they prefer to observe. In 2026, there are 11 federal holidays: New Year's Day, January 1st, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, January 19th, Inauguration Day, January 20th, President's Day, February 16th, Memorial Day, May 25th, Juneteenth, June 19th, Independence Day, July 4th, Labor Day, September 7th, Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, October 12th, Veterans Day, November 11th, Thanksgiving Day, November 26th, and Christmas Day, December 25th. In addition, some states recognize certain holidays beyond the federally recognized list, although they do not require private employers to provide paid holidays. For example, Louisiana recognized Mardi Gras and Good Friday on February 17th and April 3rd this year. Utah will celebrate Pioneer Day on July 24th, 2026. Hawaii will celebrate King Kamehameha Day on June 11th, 2026, and Hawaii Admission Day on August 21st, 2026. In Rhode Island, employees who are required to work on Sundays and certain holidays must be paid 1.5 times the regular rate of pay. Illinois, Maine, and Nevada are also worth noting in that they require paid leave for any reason, so an employee who takes leave on a holiday may be entitled to pay. Among private sector workers and state and local government workers, the average number of paid holidays per year is 8. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, federal and state agencies generally are required to be closed on official federal or state holidays. Essential personnel, such as law enforcement officers, air traffic controllers, and medical professionals at Veterans Affairs, VA, hospitals, may be required to work on holidays. They are entitled to holiday premium pay, which is additional pay equal to the employee's regular pay rate. Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, private companies are required to pay hourly, non-exempt workers for any hours worked on a holiday. Overtime pay is required if working on a holiday puts the non-exempt worker over 40 hours for the week. The FLSA does not require that employers pay premium holiday pay on worked holidays. Salaried, exempt employees must be paid their full weekly salaries when they work any portion of a week, with certain limited exceptions. Thus, even if a business is closed for a weekday holiday, the company still must pay exempt employees their full weekly salaries. Union contracts may stipulate a certain number of annual paid holidays per year or a specific list of holidays that the employer must observe annually. Union contracts also may require holiday premium pay in certain situations. Next steps. Private employers may wish to evaluate their paid holidays and PTO policies to determine whether they are achieving the expected business goals, such as attracting and retaining talent. They may wish to track patterns in employee absences by using automated HR software or card swipes for building entry. This data can help employers decide which holidays to designate as paid company holidays. Employers also may wish to coordinate with their third-party payroll vendors to ensure that hours worked on holidays are calculated correctly and any mandated holiday premium pay is allocated properly. Ogletree Deacon's Leaves of Absence Reasonable Accommodation. Practice Group and Wage and Hour Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the employee engagement, leaves of absence, and wage and hour blogs as additional information becomes available. In addition, the Ogletree Deacon's client portal provides subscribers with timely updates on federal and state laws related to holidays and wage and hour issues, including overtime rules. Premium level subscribers have access to comprehensive law summaries. Snapshots and updates are complimentary for all registered client users. For more information on the client portal or a client portal subscription, please email clientportal@ogletree.com. Lucas J. Asper is a shareholder in Ogletree Deacon's Greenville office. Charles L. Thompson, I-4, is a shareholder in Ogletree Deacon's San Francisco office. This article was co-authored by Leah J. Shepard, who is a writer in Ogletree Deacon's Washington, D.C. office. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.